Nelson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to a very unique episode that we're doing today. We are driving around the beautiful Coronado Island here in San Diego, California with Mr. Mike Duncan from Bank Joy. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Yeah, great to be in San Diego. There is snow on the ground in Michigan and it is beautiful here.
There's sand on the ground here, sand right over there, because the beach is right over to Mike's left, and yeah, right here on Coronado. But anyway, we're driving around, not just for the heck of it, although it's fun to hang out with Mike, he's a good guy, but we're also going to demonstrate their voice banking technology called Joy. And Mike, before we demo it, just give us a quick overview on what Joy is and what she's all about.
Yeah, so Joy's our new product. It's our new digital banking channel. So today, you know, BankJoy provides mobile banking and online banking, and we're adding this conversational AI channel to let people use natural language to do their banking. So basically, if you're in the car driving down the street, you can call and you can use human-like natural language to you know, pull up account information, to schedule transfers, to see if you have enough money to go shopping or whatever, set up alerts. So it's really, you know, we really built it to be supplemental to the mobile and online banking and basically do everything you can do in those channels, but do using complete natural language.
Yeah, tell me about the natural language aspect of it, because a lot of times, especially like when Alexa first came out, it was very kind of rigid what you had to do, and Siri as well, there's certain commands to make it work, but you've made Joy to where it's basically just talking to like a teller in your car, basically, right?
Yeah, that exactly right. We worked really hard to build this natural language understanding, something we built in-house to understand the way that people talk naturally. So instead of saying things in very precise certain order, you can just say, you know, talk to someone like you're talking to another human being, or as you said, a teller and a branch. The reason we did that is because, you know, people don't adopt these kinds of technologies really well unless, you know, it's natural and it's easy, right? So we worked really hard to make it that way. But also, the other thing that was missing from a lot of the voice banking solutions in the market was the features, right? So because we built this platform, this digital banking ecosystem that has all these different features within mobile and online banking and loan origination, you know, we can leverage all of that and put that into our conversational AI. So you can do everything you can do inside of mobile or online banking, but just using natural language.
This is taking mobile banking to a whole new level, Mike, because we're basically driving around by the beach on a beautiful November morning here in San Diego, and you can do your banking.
Yeah.
So I think without further ado, let's give Joy a little demo here, or a test ride, basically.
Yes. Joy, how can I help you?
Hey Joy, I am with Mike Lawson here and we are on CU Broadcast. Everybody would like to know what you can do. Can you tell them?
I can instantly look up balances, transactions, and other account information. I can also help you transfer money, set up payments, and more. Just ask. How can I help you?
Alright, let's start with something really simple. Just tell me how much money I have in my checking and savings accounts.
The balance for checking is $501.81. The balance for savings is $5,000.
Alright, and can you let me know anytime that money is deposited into my checking account? But only when the amount is more than $500, because I don't want to get too many alerts. Send that to me by text message and by email, if you could.
All set. I will add an alert to your account when money is deposited into your checking account, and when the amount is at least $500, I will send you an alert by text and email.
All right, and what were the last few deposits in my checking account?
Direct deposit from Bank Joy for $3,109.42 on October 1st, 2019. Direct deposit from Bank Joy for $3,109.42 on September 1st, 2019. Direct deposit from Bank Joy for $3,109.42 on August 1st, 2019.
All right, let's go ahead and transfer $20 from my checking account to my savings account. Do that tomorrow, and do that every month until this time next year.
Please confirm you want me to transfer $20 from your checking account to your savings account on November 16th and every month ending on November 15th, 2020.
That's right. Let's do that.
Your transfer is scheduled.
That's pretty cool, Mike.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Basically took over a company while we're driving around in a car using Joy. A hostile takeover. No, I'm just funning with you. But that was really neat that you can do something like that while we're just driving around the car. It's like talking to a teller while you're in your car, and you made all those transactions. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's that's the goal. Is you know, some things are just easier to say than do. If I want to know, you know, every the last few transactions on my account that are more than $500 across every share, you know, saying that is a lot easier than going into an app and setting it up.
Completely, and you're totally hands-free and all that type of stuff. So exactly. Driving, it's totally safe for driving, unless you get distracted by small things when you're driving. But no, I mean, this was totally safe to do, so it's all hands-free, which is really good. So yeah,
it's hands-free, and also it's available in different channels. So you know, if you're in a public place and you'd rather text, you can also text a phone number, and Joy will respond to you there too. And then the great thing about Joy, you know, it could be 1 a.m. and you could be sending her text messages and asking her questions about your account, and you know, the credit union's closed, but she's got instant access to this information. Wow. And can give it to you right away. You can also use Alexa. So Joy, you know, we found a way to get Joy working inside of Alexa, inside of Google Home as well.
Wow. Okay.
So she'll understand the same kinds of complex things you can say over the phone or by text, and she'll respond the same way. And the voice, you know, her unique voice, it's a little different than Alexa's.
Yeah.
That's actually the same voice that you'll hear if you're using Alexa or Google Home as well.
So there's some continuity, there's some familiarity right there, right?
That's
right off the bat.
Exactly right. Yeah. It feels familiar. You know, we chose a voice, and the voice can be changed, but we chose a voice that is not too fast. You know, we'll give you the information you're looking for, you know, and is patient, right? So we just want to make that a very simple, easy experience for anybody. Mm-hmm. Any age group can use Joy, you know, as long as they can talk, right?
Now, does Joy recognize your voice and stuff like that too? And so I'm thinking about the security aspect of it as well. So
yeah, that's definitely an option. So it's definitely an option to do the voice recognition. You know, we can leverage technology like Nuance to recognize voices. Now, with security, you know, if you're using a Joy, for example, with Alexa, you have to go through an authentication process that leverages our digital banking. So you sign in just with the same credentials you would with mobile or online banking, and then it goes through multi-factor. So you get to, enter a secure code that you might get through text message, just like you would if you're signing into mobile. So that's really secure. And then for phone and for text, she can also be configured to do ask you verification questions to verify your identity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're doing something higher risk, if you're transferring money or if you're making a bill payment, she can ask you this quick verification question to verify your identity and then make that high risk transaction possible. This is all configurable. You know, it's really a matter of weighing the risk and the friction, right? We want to make it a very good experience for people. But we have lots of security options.
So how long does it take to implement Joy at a credit union?
So Joy is really fast to implement. It's faster than our mobile and online banking because there's no user interface design. There's no look to Joy, right? So it's just text and it's voice. And so configuring it is just a matter of configuring details about the credit union, like their hours of operations, the credit union name, their routing number, things like that. Once we can figure it, you know, plugging that into an existing core system, whether it's Keystone, you know, so Keystone, some of the features that I showed, were setting up the alerts, you know, you can do deposit alerts or minimum balance alerts.
Okay.
Those are all real-time alerts that are powered by Keystone, right? So if we're plugging into a Keystone, you get all those features, and we can literally plug it in within probably less than a couple of weeks.
Oh my gosh, really? That's amazing. That's amazing. So I'm, so you're really capturing, you want to take a left up here. Trying to do directions and doing an interview at the same time. So anyway, so you're really capturing the voice trend. Oh, little cat crossing the road. We gotta get a shot of the cat. Watch out for the cat, Mike.
Taking his time.
There he is, taking his time.
It's a beautiful
guy. All right, buddy. You're a locals only. All right. Anyway, so yeah, you're really capturing the voice banking trend right now, but at the same time, you're taking it to another level.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, we've seen voice banking, we've seen Alexa skills. You know, we built, you know, 2016, we were the first Alexa skill demo at Finovate, and, you know, we took all of that tech and we threw it away because it wasn't, it didn't understand, you know, it wasn't built to understand, you know, really unconstrained human-like language, yeah. And we just wanted to make it really simple, and, you know, people, when you use voice banking today, you have to say things in a certain way. That's the first problem, is that it's too rigid. The second problem is that these systems don't let you do everything that you can do inside of mobile and online banking, and so we didn't want people to think, you know, does voice banking do this
right
thing that mobile banking does?
Right.
So we basically decided that we're gonna, everything that you can do inside of digital banking, mobile or online, you should be able to do in voice as well. Everything that makes sense, and so we can leverage our full API and ecosystem to make that possible. Mm-hmm.
So what's next for Joy? Because this is already impressive. I think we were talking earlier about, I was just joking with you about, hey, if I see a house and I want to buy a house, can I call up Joy and say, hey, can I get a loan type of thing? And you were totally dead serious saying, we can do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
yeah.
And I almost fell out of my seat here. So that's really amazing.
Yeah, those kinds of things. So yeah, Joy can definitely do loan applications. You can take advantage of our loan application product that we have now. The future for Joy is really making Joy a personal financial concierge or advisor for someone. Mm-hmm, so Joy has this unique advantage over, you know, human beings, in that she can get instant access to all of your information, all of your transactions, your balances, your bill payments, you know, and she's got so much information that she can use that information to help you develop better personal financial wellness,
right.
To make suggestions and recommendations about what you should do. If it discovers that you're earning $500 more per month in your income, then, you know, she can make a recommendation that maybe you should open up a new share, savings, and add that money into that new share. So, you know, we have that capability. It's just basically training her to understand how to do those things, mm-hmm. and that's the next phase.
So she can kind of, not only can you do all these really cool transactions, it sounds like she can actually help you out as well.
That's right. Yeah. We want her to be
almost a PFM type of, you know, personal finance manager.
Yeah,
type of thing.
Literally. You know, we want her to be this 24/7, 365 personal financial concierge that is going to help you, you know, be financially well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when you go into a branch and you get this personal financial advisor, or you're paying someone to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joy's going to have all this information available right away, instantly. And we can train her to give you the same kind of advice, you know, that a professional can, right? So that's the goal. And then taking advantage of our full ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
So that, you know, you might see recommendations inside of your mobile banking, inside of online banking. When you get your statement in the mail, you might get information about what you can do better with your finances, right? And so that's been the vision for us, is taking that whole ecosystem, you know, making everything really seamlessly, tightly integrated,
yeah.
And making all of your digital touch points work for you to help you achieve your goals.
And at the same time, make it all feel really natural. I know there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes to make it feel natural.
Absolutely.
So that's really, I'm just blown away by how natural it is. So, and that's the way you want it.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So is there anything else we should know about Joy before we go grab breakfast here in Coronado?
Yeah, Joy. Joy is gonna be rolled out and live January of 2020.
Okay.
So we have our first credit union going live with it. They're gonna be rolling it out as an IVR upgrade. It's gonna be available as an Alexa skill, Google Home Action, and also through text as well. And then we've got several of our clients who have bought the product as well. So we're gonna be working hard to make sure those installations are a success. And that Joy is working really well for their members.
Right on. Well, this is great news, Mike. I'm excited. I'm not only excited for you guys, but I'm excited for credit unions out there that get to use this really cool technology that will make their shop basically that much more valuable, that much more sticky, and that much more talked about, I guess, for members out there.
Yeah. That's, you know, all the big banks in the world are you know, the top 10 banks are working on proof of concepts right now for, you know, this kind of technology, conversational AI. Some of them are rolled out, you know, some early tech, like Bank of America has Erica.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason why credit unions can't, you know, have that same level of tech and better, right? So that's our goal. That's our mission. We want them to be better at tech at every touch point. So we're working hard to do that.
And you guys are doing a good job at it for sure. All right, Mike, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. That means I need some orange juice. I need some breakfast. Appreciate the time this morning and driving around Coronado. Wow, what a hard day this is. this is really difficult. No, just kidding. But you guys are doing some amazing things for credit unions out there and keeping us on that proverbial cutting edge, pardon the 90s term. So doing some good stuff out there. So appreciate
it. Thank you.
Indeed. All right. Anything else?
Nothing else.
All right. Let's go grab some breakfast.
All right.
Boom. Take your next left if you can.